This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's Mike Shope.
We were having a very serious conversation about mayonnaise here.
And the Bulldog.
And don't even talk to me about weed.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
All right, 5 o'clock on a Friday. Happy hours here, everyone. Glad to have you with us.
I have a question I have to ask you. I'm just running across something on social media. I'm like, okay. Bulldog might know this. I have no idea.
It doesn't have anything to do with the WNBA and...
No, it does not.
Okay.
It has to do with Zach Bryan. Do you know Zach Bryan?
Zach Bryan, Luke Bryan,
Bruce
Luke Bryant,
Combs. Right? Like, Zach Bryan, is it? Yeah. I don't know Zach Bryan. I think is he a country singer?
Yeah. I think they all are. But I have trouble keeping the Bryans straight. Anyway, you want to know about which one now? Zach or Luke?
Zach,
okay.
Zach, I don't know the backstory on this. I just happened to read a tweet that he wrote. Someone wrote to him that he's singling out a fan base about something. And he said, please understand, I will never play Kansas City. I will never play in Kansas City. And I'm like, what is this all about?
I don't know. I confuse the two of them.
Yeah.
One of them had... There was some backstory of like the girlfriend and like mistreatment or something, and maybe she's affiliated with Barstool or something. Like, there's been something there, I think, with one of them, and I should stop talking. It's as far as I can venture into.
Maybe the bullpen can help me out here real time.
What is the
Zach Bryan won't play in Kansas City story? Is it something like really serious? Is it something sports related? Is it something
I don't
politically
know.
Related? Yeah. I'm just curious. Like, what is going on here?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Headlines you never thought you'd see. Cryptocurrency company takes credit for... sex object tossing on the floor. What world? Where are we? Timeline wise,
all of the AI generated Facebook things I'm seeing are just so bad now. They're so unbelievable, and people actually believe them. They believe them, and I'm like, Josh Allen's adopting babies around the world every day now.
The sports content that I see on my Facebook feed. Yeah, it's borderline criminal because, like, thankfully my parents don't have the internet. If they did and they had Facebook accounts, I feel like every other day my dad would be calling me like, "Why is Matt Milano yelling at the rookie offensive lineman?" I'm like, "That's not real, Dad."
Right?
It's not real.
The other day, like, the training camp is about to open, and there's this story, and I go on Facebook and I see some AI thing about. Former Bill Mac Holland says how much he regrets signing with the Patriots. He wants to come back with the Bills. And I'm like, and people are believing it. I'm reading the comments.
No, this isn't real.
This is not real. Like, this is such a random thing to put on there, too, right?
Please stop.
Is this you who wrote he's an Eagles fan? Is that correct? Zach Bryan's an Eagles fan?
Oh, okay.
Okay, thank you. That solves that, it, I guess.
That explains that then. Yeah, he's not a secret Bills fan.
No.
As it turns out.
And it's sports related, apparently. So
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, all right. Let's fire it back up. 803-0550 is the number. Let's not forget about reverse AFC Power Rankings. There it is.
Gotta make it sound like
ruffle
it.
The paper. I love it. But more calls right now. 803-0550 is the number. Let's get Dominic in right now. Hi, Dominic. Thanks for calling. You're on the air here on WGR.
Hi. How's it going? I'm Dominic.
All right, Dominic. It's nice to talk to you.
So I would like to talk about James Cook not getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also not showing up to training. What is that?
Well, he's there, actually. He is with the team. He's taking part in all the meetings and all the things that everybody's doing. The only thing he's not doing, Dominic, is actually practicing because he would like to have a new contract, and the team wants to give him a new contract. They just can't decide on how much that is, and he does not want to get hurt while that's happening because then that would kind of hurt his value. In the meantime, he's also trying to show that, you know, hey, if I'm going to not be on the team, then, you know, you guys, you'll see how valuable I am. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think? What do you think, buddy?
You know, I personally do not think James Cook is worth $15 million. And if he were worth $15 million, I'd say we trade him. He's not worth it. We could pick up anybody else.
Okay.
Josh Jacobs, I heard, is looking for a new team.
Dominic, here's where I am. If you were to say the phrase "running backs don't matter," I would want to congratulate your parents. probably missed that. It's all right.
My preference is the most important position on the field is QB. Without your QB, you're nothing.
Wow, he is fired
Dominic
up.
Dominic is fired up. All right. Good deal. Yeah, love it. All right, good deal, Dominic. Let's go to Kevin up next. Hi, Kevin. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
How you doing? I am calling in regards to, there was an article today on heavy.com in regards to James Cook, and when he came out of college, he was more of a receiving back, almost like compared to Alvin Kamara, and why the Bills are not utilizing him in that way, getting him more balls out of the backfield because he's so explosive and in free space. I was wondering, Bulldog or Sal, if you had any opinions on that.
Well, I think James Cook's career has morphed a little bit here since the Bills got him.
Yeah,
he was definitely drafted for that reason.
They pivoted to him when the McKissick thing kind of fell apart, and Brandon Bean, even himself after the draft, referred to him as a sub back, which is basically like third down back. Like he's not my number one guy. And that has changed.
And here's the answer that I would give you, Kevin. James Cook isn't the best pass blocker in the world. So if you put him on the field on third down, there's only so many options you're going to have with him that the defense completely knows, right? Which is, James Cook's on the field. Well, I'm blitzing the quarterback and having an opportunity for this back who's smaller and not the best pass protector to get to him, or he's just going out there for a pass route. When you have Ty Johnson back there, or even Ray Davis now, it at least gives the defense something else to think about on third down. So it's not as easy for any fan just to look and say, why don't you throw the ball to James Cook out of the backfield more? You could do that on first and second down. That's right. You could do that. He's also a really good running back. What I mean by his career morphing is he's become an excellent running back between the tackles.
Yep.
The Bills see a lot of lighter boxes, less guys in the box because teams have to respect Josh Allen and what he has to do throwing the ball. That's James Cook time, right? So I think all of this is a part of the puzzle and a part of the pie. Whatever article you read is not incorrect. They drafted him to be a third down receiving back. But to be a receiving back, a lot of times that includes making sure you're catching the ball on third down. Well, to do that, you have to be on the field on third down, and they don't trust him as much to be on
the field
on third down.
To be a good pass blocker to be on third down. That's right. So, yeah, and that sort of going back to Dominic's call about, you know, the contract demands, like that's where the disconnect, I think, lies. Like the Bills, I think, I would advocate for them wanting to use their backfield and the personnel there almost exactly like they did last year. And so that limits how much Cook is going to be on the field, 47 or 48% of the snaps last year, because of this third down thing. Like, as Josh Allen, on one hand, the other day, is talking about how much they love James Cook and want to see everybody get their money and we understand what's going on, he also will tell you he thinks Ty Johnson, you know, it, say what you will about this, is the best third down back in the league. So, yep. Like, your quarterback is telling you both things. Like, we certainly want James Cook here, but he's also telling you we value the guy that plays that third down role enough for me to call him the best third down back in the league. I don't want to change. I don't want to see the Bills change any single thing about how they handle their backfield reps. I think it's a perfect system. The problem for James Cook is he's not going to be given the opportunity to demonstrate he can handle that third down stuff because there's somebody entrenched there. I mean, they re-signed Ty Johnson. They didn't let him go in free agency. They prioritized him enough to get him back here. So that is just naturally going to limit the amount of money they should want to pay him. If they're not going to use him like, say, the Rams are using Kyren Williams or the Eagles are using Saquon Barkley, those are two very different players, by the way. Barkley is elite at almost everything he does. Kyren Williams, I don't think I would want him over James Cook if I were putting my football team together, but he is more versatile. He's more trusted. He's on the field more. He plays all three downs for the Rams. He's close to 90% snap share, which is almost twice what Cook is. So, and he didn't get anywhere near no $15 million. He got 11 a year and 23 guaranteed. So the sweet spot for Cook has got to be more in that range than it is up in the mid-teens, I would say. And so I don't know. How are you feeling as we go through this hold-in process about Cook and about, I don't know, is there optimism getting a deal done? I have not sensed any sort of change in the Bills' position. I think they'd like to do something, but it's got to be at a number that they're going to want to live with, and we haven't gotten close enough yet. So, I don't know. Like, well, are you sensing something in the air there that could come?
I don't think imminently, but I do think there's motivation on both sides to get something done. Like, I'll read you a tweet we got a little while ago, all right? This is a tweet from AD. It says, Sal and Bulldog, it's clear from Bean's remarks he dislikes holdouts in principle. Yeah, or hold-ins, I guess. This is his first. You know, he said, what did he say with Jeremy and Joe? 9 years here, it's the first time this has happened.
Right.
It's disappointing for me. And he takes pride, right?
Sure.
That's prideful, no doubt about it. He said, so how can he turn around and reward Cook with a new contract? It would set precisely the precedent he wants to avoid. I don't think it's about that. It's not about rewarding James Cook and saying, oh, and then he said if he does, he would cave. I think this is agent-driven. This is James Cook. I think the Bills feel James Cook is probably getting bad advice, that he should have not handled it this way. They're not happy with it, but that's not personal against James Cook. So AD or anybody else, any contract James Cook gets, I don't think it's caving. I think it's, hey, let's try to work something out, but it takes two to make this work out.
Yep.
I don't think Brandon Bean is about to just give everything that James Cook and his agent want. They need James Cook and his agent to want to come together on some sort of deal. I think there's motivation on both sides. They want to get this done. How long it lasts, how long it goes, I'm not really sure. It's a great question, but I don't think it's just got to be black and white that one side has to give into the other. It has to be both sides thinking, let's try to find some middle ground here, which I think at least from what I look at, the way the Bills are trying to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Caving. I mean, it's the NFL.
Right.
This happens, right? The Bills have had, like Bean said earlier this week, the smoothest trip in this regard you could have for all these years here. It stands to reason that eventually someone is not going to just take the first deal that gets thrown in front of them. And, I don't think that it would set a bad precedent. That regardless of what's going on with James Cook, there will probably be another one of these someday, somewhere, somehow. It's just stands to reason. I mean, it's just business in the NFL. Guys have that opportunity. Like, it's just, we're so far from the, he's got a contract, shut up and play. Like, I mean, that's been gone for 20 years. You know, I just feel like people that come out with that kind of a take have not been paying attention to the way the business is done in the league. I mean, theoretically, of course, I understand what you're saying. Yes, the person signed that piece of paper and made that deal, but they get torn up and done over all the time.
How come I never hear the other side where people say, well, the team signed a deal, they should honor it when a guy gets cut.
Right, right.
You can get cut in the NFL.
Right.
Team signed a deal, they can cut you. So anybody who says, shut up and play, you signed a contract. Well, do you think the same thing about a team that signed a contract but cuts a player after 2 years? I mean, let's take Bale and Spector. They signed a contract, a four-year contract. He hasn't been able to perform and be on the field. Mm-hmm. They released him. I don't hear one Bills fan saying the Bills should they should honor that contract.
That wasn't fair.
That wasn't fair. They signed him. Right. That's not how it works.
That's the way the game is. 803-0550 is the number. Thank you for the call. Greg is next up. Hi, Greg. Thanks for calling. You're on WGR.
Hi. How are you?
Great.
Good. Thanks.
I just want to give my opinion on why I think that Cook is having such a hard time signing the contract that he wants. It's just a change of the game over the past 20 years. You know, a running back years ago, Thurman Thomas type guy, could be on the field three downs, you know, like mm-hmm. Saquon Barkley, those guys don't exist anymore. It's very, very rare. So the change in the game and having a guy that's an elite athlete at a running back position that can actually go out into the field, but also...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Be a pass protection guy, it's very, very rare. And I think the root cause of that is because college football and the NFL are so different. It's just you have the lines and the interior of the game. You have much more strength, much more power, and I don't think a lot of guys can make that transition. That's my opinion.
All right. Good weekend. Thank you for the call, Greg. Appreciate it very much. Yeah, man, you mentioned Thurman Thomas there. And I don't know how much you've ever talked to Thurman Thomas about the amount of pride he took in his pass blocking. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that was – he was fierce about it.
Yes.
I sat – it's one of my favorite stories ever. It's story time with Uncle Bulldog,
sure.
Okay? I'm not sure if I've ever told you this or maybe you've heard it over the years. My first or second training camp covering the team down in Fredonia, like – I was like you going down there. I was doing my nighttime show, 5 hours working out of like a construction trailer on campus. But we lived down there Monday to Friday. I would go home on the weekends, but it was like a month, right? And so, you know, going into town on a Wednesday night after a day of work, I'd get done at 11 o'clock. And I went out one time with Vic Carucci and Leo Roth. Leo worked with the DNC, covering the Bills on the beat. And the three of us went out, and we went to, you know, the popular spot in Fredonia. And at the time, I think Vic had already written a book with Jim Kelly or was working on a book with Jim Kelly. Either way, Vic sort of fell in. We went into this bar, and there's a Kelly group, like him and his brothers and Alex Van Pelt at the bar. And Vic sort of fell in with them and left Leo and I sitting at the bar at the end of a long line of people, right? And at the elbow of the bar, like sort of ruling over the whole thing, are sitting Bruce and Thurman, right? And they keep buying shots for like a line of people that ends with Leo and myself, right? And after like maybe the third time the bartender poured us the drinks, maybe the fourth time Thurman yelled out, "Shots again," right down the line, the bartender stopped when he got to me and said back to Thurman, like yelled back to Thurman, "Are you sure, like who are these guys? Are you sure you want them in on this?" And Thurman in this packed bar yelled out, "Do I know who that is? That's the blankety blankin' bulldog." And I was like, this is the coolest moment of my adult life right now. Like, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. Right? So the night winds on. Eventually, Kelly and that group, they leave. And I think Vic left with them to go somewhere else. And Leo and I are sitting there, and it's getting late, and it's closing time. And we end up sitting at that corner of the bar with Thurman and Bruce for, like, I don't know, an hour maybe after closing. And the two of them talking, and Thurman talking about pass blocking, and Bruce complaining about guys going low, and Thurman being like, "Dude, you weigh 280 pounds. I'm taking your knees out." Like, it was so animated. It was so awesome. And he was just not having it. Like, "I don't care that you're worried about getting hurt. I got to get you on the ground. That's it." It was such a cool moment to be sitting there with the two of them like
that. That's amazing. That is amazing.
Such a cool memory.
You know, for the caller, that's right. The game has changed like that, right? Whereas you the game is played way differently, where you don't have these.
You can't block like that anymore.
That's right, and you don't have these workhorse backs, and a lot of times you don't have guys that are generally on the field all the time. It's the same thing on defense a lot. There's nickel defense. There's dime defense.
Right.
When we grew up, there was some of that. Some teams played it more. But it was pretty much 11 guys on the field, the same guys all the time, right?
Right.
That's the way it was played.
Right.
The game just changes.
Yeah, your base defense was 100%. That, yeah. Right.
4-3. You're probably not four guys and three, or three guys and four, and go to town.
Third
Let's
and
go.
15, here comes nickel or dime.
That's right.
And, but that was pretty infrequent. I bet if you go back and look at the splits of like snap share and that kind of thing, whoever the nickel and dime guys were probably played 10% of the snaps or something like that.
Even so much as, do we ever even say strong safety or free safety anymore?
It's just safety.
Ever?
Right?
It's just safety.
Right. Thanks for the call. Aziz is up next. Hello. Thank you for calling. You're on WGR.
Hello. Thank you guys for taking my call. I kind of want to offer like a counter argument as to why, like, you know, James Cook is valuable. I know you guys don't debate that he isn't valuable, but I mean, like, I was looking at the highlights for the Chiefs game, and like he. You know, like that lunge, that play where he took that hit and lunged into the end zone.
Oh, dude.
Amazing.
Don't you think, I've said this a few times, if they make the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl last year, there's a statue of James Cook outside the stadium.
With that pose.
One, the left arm on the ground reaching the ball. Yeah. Like, it's an all-time moment.
I don't know how long I have for the call, but, like, you know, I think he's one of the elite backs in the NFL, and, like, honestly, like, our offense after Brian Daboll left kind of sputtered, you know, and he kind of helped with the revitalization of the offense, you know, like, he adds a lot of value. Like, I was listening, like, they said we run the ball, like, 50%, you know, of the time, and, like, you know, he, like you guys said, he has become, like, a more of a complete back, and, you know, I just think the passing game is, you know, awesome, but also, like, you know, we need to lean on that, like, especially in the playoffs, and especially like you said, when the teams don't stack the box, you know, I think he's worth the money. You know, like,
Aziz, here's what I could offer you though. Okay, everything you're saying is right. I don't even think Brandon Bean would argue with you. The question is, how much is that worth relative to what you're paying the rest of your team and a $50 million quarterback, and comparably to the top running backs in the league who are getting paid like Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, and Derrick Henry are all the only guys making $15 million or more. I don't think Brandon Bean would argue with a darn word you just said, to be quite honest with you, Aziz. I think that what the argument is how much is that actually worth, though? Is that $15 million? Is it $10 million? Comparable to the league and how we structure our team.
Yeah, yeah. I really hope they work it out. Yep. I think he's a valuable piece to the team.
Yep.
And, you know,
no
I
doubt.
Think, you know, I mean, like people say his attitude. I think he's just.
No,
like,
anybody saying anything about attitude to me is just nonsense. Yeah. It's sort of like we were just talking a few minutes ago before you called, Aziz, about, you know, it's just antiquated. Like to hold it against a player trying to get the money when they can get the money is just it's just very old school, and it's just not the way the game works now. Thanks a lot for the call, man. Appreciate it. Have yourself a great weekend. We'll hit a timeout. Reverse AFC power rankings, anyone? You got a paper to rustle there?
I do.
Okay, let's fire it out. I gotta get it off the wall.
Some sort of NFC ranking is on here. Do you guys do NFC rankings?
Occasionally, yeah. So okay. don't misplace that. Mike has a filing system over there, which mostly is just like
throwing stuff over there.
Yeah, that's the filing system. All right, he's Sal Capaccio in for Mike. I'm the Bulldog. You're listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
So sorry, the music is playing, and we were delayed. We were on the red carpet.
Huh.
No, we weren't on the red carpet. We're in a t-shirt and swimming trunks in here, for God's sake. There's no red carpet. It is time for I haven't done this without Mike here in so long. I gotta go find the sponsor. I'm not ready. I feel terrible. Where is it? Panic. There it is. Reverse AFC power rankings are brought to you by, frankly, not brought to you by, they are powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit empireelectricians.com. Sal, you have obviously a high level of importance to the segment, but none more so than reminding me to read the sponsor again at the end.
Okay.
Reverse AFC power rankings for the week. We have not done this since the 30th of July, so it's been a little bit. 16. Let's get right into it. No need to dilly-dally around. 16.
I'm going to say Tennessee Titans.
I'm all right with that.
How, Zach, you know, how, does he have a say here?
Oh, well, I like that. Yeah, once we get two,
all we need two, we need all we need is two to move. So, you know, Zach was
all right. I got you.
You know, doesn't really matter what Zach thinks.
Oh,
what do you? How are you feeling about Cam Ward?
I mean, kind of like I do about a lot of rookie quarterbacks. Yeah, sure, maybe he's going to be great. I need to see it. Like,
right.
I don't really care what he did in college. Totally different in the NFL. I think Josh Allen taught us a lot about that with all the things being said about him and other quarterbacks who we thought would be great and weren't. So I like his athleticism. I like his accuracy, but there's not much of a team around
him. Seems like a coach's dream, too.
Yeah, so not much of a team around
checks
him,
checks that box, yeah. All right, Tennessee 16, 15.
I'm going to go Colts here.
Wow.
I'm fairly certain Joe Flacco is better than both Daniel Jones and Anthony Richardson.
I'm inclined to agree with you.
I don't know by how much, but I do think he's better than both of them.
What do you think of that?
Man, are they that bad as a team, though, to put them down here?
That's the thing. I love their roster. I am an A.D. Mitchell fanatic. Tyler Warren's going to be great. They have – I can't see how they're going to score points.
You know what? Just so – I'm going to go with Zach on this, even though Sal is balking. I'm going to vote Indy in large part because I just want to see how Mike reacts when he sees them there in this spot. When he gets back from vacation.
You going to do it then?
See them at 15. So Indy.
That's fine. I got you. Okay.
Indy is 15. 14.
You or me? You're right.
Doesn't matter. Just blur
oh,
out the team.
Oh, I see.
You don't have to take turns. So you got a strong
I'm going
to
say Raiders.
Oh, Mike's going to be so upset.
What do they have?
Geno Smith.
Right. What are they, their defense, what do they have?
That's the thing. Their defense is Max Crosby and a bunch of guys.
But
and relying on a rookie running back to carry the offense?
But we are leaving Cleveland and the Jets on the board here.
Yes.
To put the Raiders
that.
In.
I agree. I think the Raiders are worse than both those teams.
I admire what you're doing and how you're going about it. I'm going to say Browns.
Okay. I'll go Cleveland too.
All right.
Okay.
You lose, Sal. See, that's how it works. It's a democracy.
Totally get it.
That's what we're doing. 13, Sal's on the Raiders. That's also how it works,
Raiders.
By the way. Once you say a team, then you're stuck there.
I'm going to say Raiders.
I can go there. I can get there.
Okay.
I like Bowers. Genty could be cool. Geno could be fun, but defense really
plus,
is
plus, do we have, can we
this is pure chaos.
Take into account the fact that like I think they're in a division with three teams definitely better than them?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I definitely agree with that. Yeah. Reverse AFC power rankings. Wow. Tennessee, Indy, Cleveland, Las Vegas. 12. I'm going to say Jets just before the show gets pulled over.
I think I'll agree here. There's only one other team I would consider, and the Jets are just, I can't believe right now that they would have much of it. I like some of their talent. I do. I like their talent, but I'll agree with you here.
All right. Sorry. It takes me a while I'm trying to copy Mike's writing so that the page looks neat, which I know is patently absurd, but it's a thing for me. I need it to look right. Okay. 11. Who's the team you think?
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yep. Jacksonville. I was high on them, but I feel like it's a lot of Travis Hunter hype for me.
I might like them sneakily to win the division myself.
The division is not going to be great.
Right.
So I could that being in play, but man, you compare to the rest of the teams in the conference, I just...
Yep. All right.
I may have also picked Jacksonville in that parlay. You and Nate did yesterday. Right. I did it, and it just today. I'm like, I don't love it.
You have some buyer's remorse on that. You're not feeling good about that.
Bad. Yeah, it's bad.
Okay, 10.
Miami.
Yes,
their defense fought each other today in a joint practice.
Did you read some of the reports coming out of there? Not just about that, but like I tweeted one, quote tweeted one from a Bears reporter saying how they picked off Tua three times and just dominated their offense. And I'm like, oh my god. Like, is that the Bears or is that the Dolphins?
Right.
And my comment was, okay, the Bills have joint practices next week against the Bears.
But
maybe a little
goes.
Comparable notes here.
Right. Good point. All right. Yeah, I'm good there. 9. I think I'll let somebody else suggest 9.
Do we want to go New England here?
I That was the team that jumped out at me. It's really between two teams here.
It's them or the Steelers to me.
Yes, yeah. Correct. But I would trust Aaron Rodgers, even though he's been kind of a shit, like with Mike Tomlin and with DK Metcalf, more than I trust the entire, like what the Patriots have right now as they kind of rebuild here.
Yeah.
And okay. I know I do like the Patriots as maybe the second best team in the division. I just don't know if they can really bridge that gap enough yet.
Right. No, I hear you. All right. So New England's 9, Pittsburgh is 8.
Yep.
That brings us to the playoff tier. 7.
Texans.
Thank you. That's exactly what I was going to say. 6. I know who I want to say.
I know who I want to say. How about you give a team?
Cincinnati.
Mm.
Really?
I want to say Chargers.
I'm going to say Chargers.
Yeah.
We're both on the same wavelength.
Yep.
I mean, especially after the Slater injury, not that that has to be a super big needle mover, but the way they want to play, that's a huge factor.
Yep.
Right? And we just haven't seen it come to fruition with them yet the way it's supposed to.
Right.
I need to see it.
5, I'll go Bengals 5. I'm all right there. I think I like the Broncos more than the Bengals. I wonder, you know, everybody's saying the same thing, right? Their defense, the Sammy P earlier. The starters were on the field against the twos, and they couldn't stop them. It was terrible. I wonder. Maybe they get turnover luck. I just wonder if that defense can even just sort of prove everybody wrong, even just be middle of the pack, the Bengals. Because I just think they were terrible last year, and so of course they're going to be terrible again, but defense can be erratic year to year. So
I agree with you on the Bengals simply because of that, and if the defense is as bad as advertised, as good as the offense is, it's almost like they can't make any mistakes. They have to be great all the time.
Right.
And that's hard to sustain all the time in the NFL.
All right. So I think there's only one choice left with the four teams that are left for the fourth spot. It's got to be Denver, because then we are graduating to the tier, the elite tier. And we'll see if anybody cracks in there, the Bengals or the Broncos or whomever. Who do you like for third here?
This is tough. I still don't totally trust the Chiefs' offensive line right now. I think I would go them 3.
Mm-hmm.
Albeit, I still think they have every bit of a look to win not only the AFC, but the Super Bowl. I think all three of these teams do.
It's going to be 4 sessions in a row. I won't say 4 weeks in a row because we haven't done these every week, but KC has been in the 3 spot.
And do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. I do think the left tackle is
Josh Simmons
going to be a monster for them. Like, I think they've solved that. That kid has looked fantastic so far. The only question about him when they drafted him was his health coming off of an injury. But that's been full go here, and I think that's a big development for them. But that said, I still think third right now between the Bills, and the Ravens. Who do you like for 2 and then therefore for 1? I want to give Sal a chance
to do this. Putting the pressure on me.
Because we're here every week, and I know how it's been going the last couple of weeks. Or actually, it's been different.
It's been different.
It changed. The last 2 times we did it, we've had the teams in different order. I'll say that.
It's such a homer. Because I'm going to say, listen, I think the Ravens could win this conference, but I trust the Bills quarterback more than I trust the Ravens quarterback.
All right.
And I would...
I'm writing it.
And they're playing in Buffalo this year, which gives the Bills a little bit of an edge. We'll see how that plays out. The Ravens could have beat them there. I'm going to go with the Ravens at 2 here because of the quarterback trust factor, I think, overall. Mm-hmm. As much as I think Lamar is great, I do.
Yep.
There's nothing against Lamar, but when you put him in a bucket with Josh Allen, who do I trust more? I'm going to put Josh Allen.
No,
right
I get
now.
It. Radio Sal Capaccio hates Lamar Jackson.
That's right.
I got what I heard. I'm going to tweet that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Good. We're done. Bills won.
Wait. Do you agree?
Yeah. No.
It doesn't have to be just me.
I'm with you.
Yeah. We were Buffalo.
Okay.
The last time.
It takes 2.
No, we're good.
Okay.
Baltimore 2. Bills at 1. That has been Reverse AFC Power Rankings on WGR, powered by Empire Electric. See, I didn't even need you to remind me. Your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. Hit up a timeout here and back for more with Sal Capaccio. I am the Bulldog, and this is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.